Good morning, everybody. We've got a lower trade in the grain markets here early on Tuesday morning. It is 6:30 a.m. Central Time. March corn futures down 6.5 at 575.75. January soybeans down 11 at 12:30.5. March Chicago wheat is down 10.5 cents at 8:12 last trade. March Kansas City wheat down 13.5 at 8:43.75. I had to do some last minute travel. I'm working for the road from the road today, so maybe a little bit brief relative to a normal day. In any case, we had some news regarding the Moderna vaccine overnight and into this morning, and I think that this is probably the biggest market mover out there this morning. You've got some pretty big losses in a lot of the outside markets. Moderna's CEO basically came out and said that their vaccine will be less effective against this new Omicron variant. He warned of a material drop in effectiveness in regard to the vaccine and how it will combat the new variant. This news, and this news alone, in my opinion, was enough to send the grain markets, the outside markets. We've got sharp losses in the stocks and in the crude oil this morning. This was enough to send all of this stuff lower. This was the direct quote from Moderna's CEO. His name is Stefan Bancel. I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly. "There is no world, I think, where the effectiveness is the same level we had with Delta. I think it's going to be a material drop. I just don't know how much because we need to wait for all of the data. But all the scientists I've talked to are like, this is not going to be good." That's what he said. That's a direct quote. So you get news like that, and you assume that maybe the other vaccines are going to go the same way. Of course, as he mentioned, we're waiting on a lot of data here. But this sort of deal is enough to spook the market. So, you know, Friday we came in and saw this big sell-off in all these markets on this new variant news. We kind of stabilized yesterday. And then this morning we're right back down on this news right here. From the Moderna CEO indicating that their vaccine may not be quite as effective against this variant. Now, in other COVID news, President Biden was out yesterday, and these comments were made prior, of course, to this Moderna news. But Biden said that lockdowns are off the table. He said yesterday that he does not expect the U.S. to impose additional travel restrictions. The U.S. did ban visitors from South Africa and seven other African nations late last week. Biden said that the new variant was cause for concern, but not for panic. They are slated to reveal some sort of plan on Thursday for tackling the virus this winter, quote, "not with shutdowns and lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more." Now, maybe that plan changes if we get to a point here where they continue to tell us, hey, these vaccines don't work quite as well against these new variants. So a lot of COVID news. I don't like leading off with this stuff, but this is without a doubt the most important issue in any of these markets on a day like today. In more grain-related news, U.S. grain shipments continue to run well below last year's pace. 2.14 million metric tons of soybeans inspected for export last week. I mean, that's not a bad week, but when you look at accumulated soybean shipments for the marketing year, we're 23% behind last year's pace. Corn shipments are 17% behind last year's pace. Wheat shipments 17% behind last year's pace. A good chunk, of course, of that slow shipment pace, as I've talked about before, can be attributed to the hurricane. And the hurricane, of course, caused power outages and damage at Gulf terminals back in late August, early September. It delayed shipments out of the U.S. Gulf through all of October, or all of September, and into October, certainly. So that's part of the issue. The other issue is just that sales have been slower. Export sales of soybeans in particular are still down 30% versus last year's pace. So again, and I've talked about this frequently, guys, but the soybean export situation is a big problem here. Ideally, we'll see some flash sales and we'll start selling more beans to China here, you know, over the next, say, 4 to 6 weeks. But we haven't seen any big flash sales here in a while, and we could certainly use some. Brazil soybean crop is 86% planted, according to private group Ag Rural. The crop was 81% planted at the same point last year. The group continues to emphasize lack of rain in the country's southern states. Ag Rural believes the dry conditions in the south will result in reduced summer corn output. So those southern states, if you look at some of the drought maps, and I don't have them here today, but they've been dry, and a lot of the rest of the country, central areas, have been much wetter and are still in really good shape. So overall, I mean, you make the argument, I would at least, that they've got all the potential in the world for record crops, but those southern areas, a little bit problematic. Australia's wheat crop will likely be record large. The Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economic Sciences, that's ABARES, I think is how people say that, they pegged the crop at 34.4 million metric tons, which would eclipse last year's record by about 3%. They did cite the quality issues that we've talked about here the last couple of weeks. They had some very heavy rainfall recently. Their quote was this: heavy rainfall in November in eastern states and South Australia has delayed crop harvests and is likely to result in quality downgrades of crops in some areas. That's what they said in a report. So the deal was that a lot of the wheat is expected to be downgraded from milling quality to more feed grade type stuff. And that's a factor that was seen as being bullish the wheat market. That's kind of old news at this point when you've got this new COVID stuff going around. Today is first notice day for December grain futures. Reports this week, we've got ethanol production tomorrow, export sales Thursday. Cattle market kind of got beat up yesterday. The fat cattle were down a dollar to almost $2 in some of these contracts. Feeder cattle got beat up as well. And the outside markets here this morning, guys, some ugly stuff. Crude oil is down $1.77. 68.17 in the stock market. We've got the Dow Jones down 350 points. So we saw that big 900 point drop on Friday. We recovered yesterday. We're now off again here this morning. Gold's up a little bit. Silver is down just marginally. We have in the currency markets, we're down in the U.S. dollar, and we have been down the last couple of days. Sharp decline there. Everybody have a wonderful day today. I'll be back in the office tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.